Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 640 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. July, 632, up 3 1/2. Soft May wheat, 584 and 3/4, up 2 1/2. July, 589, up 3. March corn, 443 and a quarter, up 1/4. July, 453 and 3/4, up 1/4. December, 458 and a quarter, unchanged. March soybeans, 1328 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. July, 1294 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. November, 1120 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. March soybean meal, 445, down a dollar. March soybean oil, 3881, up 15 cents. February live cattle, 139.45, down 10. March feeders, 166.97 1/2, down 2 1/2. February lean hogs, 86.52 1/2, up 2 1/2.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
The president is signing the farm bill today, and part of the commodity title is a decision that producers will have to make regarding their crop insurance. They're going to have to make a one-time irrevocable decision on which of the programs that they want to sign up for their insurance and safety net features. Well, you can get the latest on what that means for you and your farm operation by going to the 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March the 4th. There, we will have a presentation from Jonathan Kopris, who is an ag policy expert at the University of Illinois, laying out all the options that you need to know for the commodity title. Also that morning, we'll hear from all of our great Ag Outlook panels, including cash marketing and corn and soybean marketing. We'll also have an update from Murray Wise on the latest aspects for farmland values in 2014. And Sue Martin will be along to present her ideas for the 14 marketing year as well. All of that just for $30, and if that's not enough, it also includes a continental breakfast, a great Beef House lunch, and a 25th anniversary hat marketing the occasion. $30, and you can get your tickets right now at 217-333-7300. 217-333-7300. And I and Todd thank you in advance. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
I'm glad and excited to be with you all day at the Beef House when we get that show going, Dave. That'll be the first time I'll be there all day. I'm excited to be there the full session.
Well, we look forward to having you there, and we look forward to your thoughts as you also are on one of the panels during the day. As we look at this marketplace, Mike, oh my, what a difference a week makes. And we talked about this last week, about the possibility of corn and beans going based on what we were seeing in the technical charts and cyclical work about this time frame over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and the bottom in the wheat. I mean, I think that's the most glaring thing for me and in my desk on the analysis that I do is I think the market came to the realization that the supplies of feed grains especially may not be increasing so dramatically as they'd priced into the futures market and the new crop futures market. And as we talked last week, Dave, those new crop futures seem to be pulling down the old crop with the idea that there's going to be ample supplies coming. But when we saw the Kansas January good to excellent and very poor to poor conditions triple essentially, and the Oklahoma wheat very poor to poor conditions quadruple from 8% to 24%, I think the market had to take a step back and say, wait a minute, maybe with this good demand, we need to put some more risk premium back in these prices for new crop especially. And as a result of that, we were able to find some support off the old crop. And again, like you say, bring those charts and the technicals back into a position where maybe the momentum indicators are starting to shift as we get into Monday's USDA report. So now can we feed the bull, so to speak, as we get to Monday's crop supply demand report that would allow these grains to continue on higher for another 5 or 6 days?
So the question is, what will feed the bull on Monday for ending stocks for corn and soybeans, in your estimation?
Below 140, I think, on bean ending stocks would do the trick. I think that would keep your bull spread very active. The center south areas of Brazil are not expected to get rains until about 10 days from now, so that still keeps the market on edge. And meal supplies are extremely tight in the near term, with crush margins extremely strong still. So if we would take it below the average guess of 143 and go below 140 million bushels on beans, I think that would keep the bull spread very much alive and kicking. As far as the corn, I think you've got to go probably down below 1.6 billion with an average guess of 1.62. I think the trade is probably ramping up for an increase in exports, but they're also probably ramping up for an idea that maybe the USDA will lower feed and residual and try and keep carryover the same, if not maybe build it just a hair. So if we could go below the average trade guess there in corn of 1.62 and get closer to 1.6, I think that brings in and introduces the idea we do need bigger acres this year so that we can compensate for the strengthening demand.
So December corn, 458 and three quarters. November beans, 1121 and a half. Where are they on your charts versus undervalue, overvalue?
Undervalue on the corn still. Overvalue doesn't occur until we get well above $5. In the beans, we're actually trending towards overvalue with the idea that unless we can get a full throttled weather market established in the month of February for South America, we will probably see China cancel. And I think this is a big part of this past week's trade. What led the weather market, or what helped put the weather market back on the radar screen, was the fact that we didn't see any cancellations once again in China when it came to beans and on the weekly export sales especially. And I think that means a lot to the trade. Once we see those cancellations, then I think the trade will start to assume that they will be forthcoming week after week. So that's still the prime number one thing for the beans as far as whether they're really overvalue, undervalue. Can China's demand take up this the extra supply from what we're probably going to get in South America?
And on the downside, where do these markets need to hold to, in your mind, confirm the potential for further rallying?
Well, I think the recent lows are probably the best place to put your mindset as far as the actual charts, and the chart psychology, or the market psychology, would be represented in the recent lows too, I think, on the charts. And so if you go back down below that 1060 to 1080 level in the November beans, that's probably going to suggest a medium-term top. And if you get down below that 435, 425 level in the December corn, that's going to suggest a top as well, and it's going to be hard to bring the market back around.
About 40 seconds left. Does it make any sense at this point to go ahead and sell old crop corn and do something on paper?
Yeah, I think the old crop corn, especially if you're off the May futures, if you can do something for April and get that 450 futures market and get near a steady basis, and so lock in around 450 cash, coming back in and getting some call reownership after the report may be a good way to go about it, to be able to ease up some cash flow. I wouldn't do everything, but I think doing a little bit here, given that we're about 40 cents off the lows in May futures, reward the market a little bit since the basis is also hung in there nicely.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. March corn is 443 and a half, up a half. December, 458 and three quarters, up a half. March soybeans, 1328 and a half, up 2 3/4. November, 1121, up 2 1/2. Call now and reserve your 25th Annual Ag Outlook tickets at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. March 4th, the date, ticket price $30, 217-333-7300. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.